Last Sunday, Beth and Eric asked if I would say a few words. I think they asked me, but maybe I asked them, about this altarpiece here. And I couldn't do it at the light service last Sunday because we had company coming, so I said I'd do it this week. So, because last Sunday, Kay Williams was sitting fairly close to me, and during the piece she said, "David, how did you do that? I would have loved to seen the process, you know, how I did that." And I didn't do it myself, but I thought that was an interesting question, and so I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to tell you how this came to be. And as you know, some of us are involved in the Safi School project in Tanzania, East Africa. And when I was there, I think 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, Natalie Ramsey was in high school, and we were there in January. So Natalie Ramsey in January had to bring some school books and do some studying, one of which was a science book. And at that school, I mean, the rooms were so dreary, I painted murals on three or four of the walls. And in one of Natalie's chapters was this photograph of a nebula. Nebulas are where stars are born. Some of you, I know Dave loves, you know, these photographs from the Hubble, you know. They're just fascinating to me. And so this centerpiece here, as I was painting the science lab at this Engateo school in Tanzania with this nebula, I was saying to myself, if I ever get the chance, this is just practice for that wall at St. Mark. And so when this text came up, this is the first reading we have for this long season of ordinary days. The very first reading on Trinity Sunday 2 weeks ago is this creation story, this wonderful poem. And so I said, that's my chance, you know, because on the fourth day, the stars and the sun and the moon are made. And so that was the first thing. And this set the style and the way the rest of it would go. So one of the problems when you paint this marvelous poem is it's divided into seven chapters, 7 days, you know? And so how do you keep the separation and still the unity, you know? And so here's one of the ways that happened. So the first day was just the creation of light. And so there's darkness and chaos, and then light comes from above. And then there's the creation and the dome of heaven. And so I wanted to get that dome in. It was kind of subtle. So I was very careful in the dome and then ripped the tops and the bottoms of the rest of it in contrast. And then, you know, the third day is the earth and the sea and the separation is made. And I always wanted to tie it into the northwest where we live. So I put mountains and firs and that kind of stuff. And then here's the nebula. And then this day is the birds and the sea creatures. So I put salmon, you know, again tying it in with the northwest. And there's birds, but and these are kind of weird, you might think, but in the very first, the poet says, "And the wind of God was over the land." Now, wind is a very big word. The Hebrew word is ruah, and it does mean wind, but it can also mean breath. And it can also mean spirit, or it can also mean creative energy. It means all that stuff. It's just a marvelous big word. And when I talk about our do spirit, those of you who have been here for a while, know I just kind of love that spirit with this kind of you know, this kind of movement, you know, it's a sense of spirit and flight and movement. And so I took that wind spirit from way back there and put it over here with when the birds were created. And then this one will be part of my sermon today of central is that we're created in the image of God. And I just decided to do the kind of the old, for some reason, the caves in southern France, that kind of style, which allowed me to do some Tanzania, you know, migration animals. And then this is one of the ways we tied this together. A bunch of kids did all this in my driveway. You could still see evidence of it. And I just did the detail on the top. So this is the day God, you know, rested. And so it's the same kind of thing going back then. Only I went to the high school class. They invited me to talk about these banners and stuff. And I said, so how am I going to do that? You know, rest. And they suggested somebody in a hammock, you know, looking out through his feet. Well, that's really helpful. But it was, because what is rest, of course? You know, the epitome of rest is sleep and darkness coming. So here it's just the opposite of there, darkness in the bottom and light coming. Here darkness is coming as rest. And I put gold in contrast to the silver because this is the Sabbath. And one other thing, I wanted to honor and remember the original poet priest who wrote this. And so I put this in Hebrew, his language. And in case anybody didn't read Hebrew, I also put it in English. And God saw that it was good. And so that's basically it and how it came to be. So thanks for listening.